Mecklenburg County Manager Dina DiOrio presented her $1.5 billion budget to county commissioners on Thursday. WFAE's Tom Bullock takes a look at what is and is not in it.
DiOrio stressed financially, the county is doing well. Sales tax revenue is up, as is the number of building and new business permits. The books look good enough, she even asked for $15 million to spend on things the county has been putting off, like some new vehicles, deferred maintenance, and some new computers. If you're a Mecklenburger, you're probably wondering this.
As a result of the positive financial position the county finds itself in, the option of lowering the property tax rate was considered.
So will you get a break on your property taxes next year? DiOrio says no.
I am recommending that the property tax rate remain at its current level of 81.57 cents.
She then laid out her recommendations on where county money should be spent. Increased funding for adoption and foster care, money to build a supervised visitation and safe exchange center where parents and children can go without the threat of trauma or abuse, money to put a full-time nurse in every public school. And as for the school system, it will receive some $391 million in county funds, an 8.8% increase.
This reflects 100% of CMS's budget request.
With one big exception.
Excluding the $19.4 million for salary increases for staff.
Asked after the meeting why no teacher pay increase in this budget, DiOrio said she doesn't believe the county should give raises to state employees. Her proposed budget is now in the hands of county commissioners and open to public comment. The final budget will be adopted on June 17th. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock in Charlotte.